www.ecom.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the starlet crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be a getty Rothschild.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Yeah, I know.
Rick, today we're going to be teaching sixth grade. Grace Thorne is with us. She's with the Ryan, Oklahoma Public Schools, and she's got with her our sixth grade class. Welcome, Grace Thorne.
Thank you, Vincent.
It's great to have you with us, and welcome, class. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Today, our students are asking those questions that many of us would like the answers to. I'm serious. And I believe that you're going to be impressed. Our sixth grade class has been working on applying all of their training to formulate those important questions. And then they share them with their classmates and teacher. And then they ask them right here on worldwide radio. And to Rick, I don't know if you know this, but to apply more pressure, I was on the phone with Grace Thorne last night and I said, Grace, you know, when Rick and I broadcast, one of the things that happens is the clock strikes the very second that we go on the air. There's no delaying the clock. There's no stopping the clock. There's no asking for more time. It just happens, and we go on the air, ready or not. So I asked Grace if she would assign a very quick, spontaneous assignment for the students, and that is just before airtime, ask one more question, write it down and get it ready. So have a third question ready for the air with very little time to spare. And they did it. And I talked to them before the class, and I asked them if it made them nervous and it applied pressure, and they were very good with it. They didn't feel the ultimate pressure that some of us feel. So that was a neat assignment. So let's start with Mackenzie. Mackenzie, you are up first. And what is your first question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Do you think people who are rich and famous are happier than regular people?
Yeah, no, I don't think, money doesn't make you happy. It only enables you to have things or more things. And often, having more things comes the responsibility of it getting stolen, having to take care of it. And so there's a trade-off in having loot and lots of different things. And so money is not about happiness. Fame isn't either. Actually, I'm becoming more known, and all it does is create more work for me in terms of having to respond to people's questions, which you know, so from that point of view, it sells more of my books, that kind of thing. But it doesn't actually give me happiness. Where that comes from is within myself when I get to do things like this, because that's where I'm actually doing what I want to be doing and should be doing, and I know it. And that's where my happiness comes from, not money.
And, Rick, you know, when you look at people on television, you know, movie stars and so forth, I don't think they're all that happy either. I mean,
they go and have train wrecks and murders, and they end up killing themselves. Several famous people just did drug overdoses. So, you know, money isn't what it's really about. And in fact, I have previously said money is not really real. It's like a theatrical prop. What's real is the labor that you did to earn the money. The thing is, how much you get is arbitrary in terms of its value and the way you would measure it to your effort.
Mackenzie,
balance out usually.
Mackenzie, there's one more component that you might want to think of, and maybe Dr. Miller can add on this. I don't believe that a person can be happy if a person is not healthy. And what I mean by that, if a person does not eat the right food, if a person eats junk food, and they're tired because they don't have the energy because the nutrition is not in the food, if they're tired because of that, and if they're not healthy, I don't think they can really be happy. What do you think about that, Rick?
Well, it's true. You know, happiness is not about things or places. It's about, you know, the way you choose to have your internal landscape. You know, basically, you could have a glass of milk, and it's either half empty or half full. And you have the choice of looking at it from several different points of view, one of which will make you happy. The other will not. If you saw, well, you only gave me half a glass, that's more negative. Whereas I've got half a glass. I could have even more. See, just the way you look at something is where happiness actually lies. It's not in the event itself. It's your relationship to it.
Okay. Next, coming up next is Savannah. Savannah, you're up next with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. What's your first question?
Can planes and ships really vanish in the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, there's a lot of theories on this phenomena. And sometimes they do seem to disappear. The foremost is that there's some sort of gravity pull on the Earth that causes electromagnetic compasses and other electronics in an aircraft to go haywire. You know, the your meter that shows you're going north starts spinning around in a circle, and you don't know which way you're flying. You can get lost. And the Bermuda Triangle is a very large piece of ocean, and so there's lots of places to go down where nobody would be able to find you if you did go down. Now, there are other theories that there are other things going on in different parts of the Earth. For example, in Oregon, we have the Oregon Vortex. It's up in Gold Hill. It's quite famous. In the 20s, people started going there, and then they tried to duplicate that with Knott's Berry Farm, with optical illusions, where it would appear that light is bending. The optical illusion in Gold Hill, the Oregon Vortex, has been shown to be a natural phenomenon. It actually is bending light. Now, in all the physics I know, there's only one thing that will bend light like that, and that would be a mini black hole. I'm guessing there are anomalies on this Earth that we have not yet described with science, you know, like Skinwalker Ranch, where there's dimensional gates that are connecting one set of universes to another, and then all of a sudden we have critters coming out of them like Chupacabra or Bigfoot, and we don't know. Lots of theories.
Okay.
So are black holes really real?
What kind of holes?
She's asking, are black holes really real?
Yes. Well, that's Stephen Hawking's. Again, that's a theory on what a black hole is. And we don't know. That's the current model for how we are understanding light being sucked into a big black hole. And actually, there appears to be a massive black hole existing in each galaxy, that all the stars, the billions of stars that would swing around in our galaxy, for example, are all orbiting a giant black hole. What does that mean? You know, in our sciences, without having been there and actually making measurements, we don't know. We only can speculate and theorize. And today, the black hole may change in another century to a different kind of model. That's the one we're proposing now. So are they real? Only in our imagination. You know, we don't really know what it is.
Okay, Gunnar, you're up next. Gunnar, what is your question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Why do kids have to wear seatbelts in cars, but not in seats? But not in
buses and things like that. That's a good question. In fact, because mostly trying to get 32 students to put their seatbelt on is a whole lot more difficult than your mom and dad getting on you to put your seatbelt on. Trying to get 32 people to do it all at once is almost impossible. Worse, the bus is like a tank. And there have been very, very few people hurt from a bus hitting a car. Whereas if a car hit a bus, you didn't have your seatbelt on, you could be hurt seriously. The seats in a bus are also usually high enough that it wouldn't snap your neck back, which has been the primary problem when you have an accident. It causes you to go forward and then backwards, slamming backwards, snapping your neck. And having a neck brace, that's why the newest forms of cars have a little higher seat and or something that's adjustable and so on. However, there are buses that have seat belts, and so there it is. I think it's just because the risk is less.
Okay, coming up next, Samantha, you're going to be up next after the break.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Teaching class today, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Grace Thorne's with us. The students of her class, our class, in Ryan, Oklahoma, are with us, sixth graders. And they're asking the questions that they would like the answers to. And Gunnar, your last question was about seatbelts. Why do children have to wear seatbelts in a car but not on a school bus? Well, I'd like to share with you that on the tractors, all the tractors here at the farm, every single one of them has a seatbelt. So I just wanted to add that to the discussion, that I have a seatbelt on every tractor that we use here on the farm, and I'm out there by myself. So it seems like it has to do with the size of the bus. It seems to have to do with the risk involved of being in an accident, and it seems to have to do with getting on and off the bus quickly. So all of those things were taken into account. But frankly, I would like to see seatbelts on buses. Samantha, you're up next with your first question.
Why is our weight so much different on Earth than the moon?
Well, that's gravity. That, you know, gravity, and actually there's a little graffiti that says there's no such thing as gravity. The Earth sucks. But I'm just kidding. Really, the Earth is much more massive, and as such, the difference between your weight and the Earth's weight is, in space, is how things are attracted to each other. And because the moon is a much smaller object, which means that, you know, like if, okay, the Earth's gravity is about six times stronger than the moon's gravity. And that's because the moon is a much smaller mass. And it's about mass. And so the bigger the mass, like Jupiter, you'd be crushed like an ant. So if you weighed 60 pounds here on Earth, you'd weigh only 10 pounds on the moon. That means you could leap higher and land softer.
Okay.
Did that answer it? I mean, you understand how gravity works?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Okay. Thank you.
Brooke.
Yeah, you bet.
You're welcome. Brooke, you're up next with your first question. Brooke, please go ahead with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Why does the moon have different phases and the sun doesn't?
What's that?
Could you repeat that, please?
Why does the moon have different shapes and the sun doesn't?
Yeah, well, that's because the moon does not have light. What it is a ball of matter. The sun is what causes you to see the moon, not the moon itself. And so it's sunlight off the moon that you can see. Now, if the moon is slightly hidden, then you're going to see only a partial part of the moon. And that's why it has that crescent, because if you look, you can see from the crescent where the sun is and cause that kind of imaging. And it's out of your vision because it's nighttime when you're looking at the moon or something and you see the crescent. Sometimes you'll see the crescent during the day where the moon is up there and you can see where the sun is in relative to it and how it appears. And when it's in full, you know, the round is where it's getting all of the sunlight from the sun being reflected to you. The moon doesn't have any light, so what you're really seeing is the reflected light of the sun off the moon, and sometimes that's only partial. Dead silence.
Okay. Yep. Gabby,
Did everybody get that answer?
Yeah. Gabby, you're up next with your first question.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
How come the astronauts didn't just float off into space?
Well, there is gravity, and while they might float off into space, they will still fall back to the moon only six times slower, if you want to look at it like that. In other words, it would appear that they could, if they ran hard enough and leaped fast enough, like a rocket ship, they might be able to break the gravity of the moon and then float off into space, because the gravity wasn't strong enough to pull it back. But usually that's more force than you realize, even though it's very, very slow.
Hold that thought, Rick.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching sixth grade science right here on USAPrepares.com. Ryan, Oklahoma's sixth grade class, Grace Thorne's class, is with us, and they're asking the questions that they would like answers to. You know, Rick Miller, these are some of the same questions that I had when I was in elementary school. How about you?
Yeah, I still have some like these. It's never ending, and it's wonderful because it means that the kids are paying attention and noticing things
they
and
are
want
paying
to know how it all works. Here's the bad
they are
news.
Paying attention.
That changes, by the way. Like black holes, 1 century to the next, we have a different model on how it works.
Mm-hmm. Different theories is what Dr. Richard Allen Miller is talking about. Gabby, you're up next. What is your first question, Gabby?
I wonder, do you know how does a big airplane stay up in the air without falling?
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting question. There are four basic forces that are used in an airplane. The first is called it here and it's flat there, creates that lift. Weight is the force which pulls the airplane toward the earth. That's the second force. Airplanes are built so that their weight is spread from front to back. This keeps the aircraft balanced. You'll notice often in larger aircraft, if it's only a partial flight, like there's not a lot of people on the aircraft, they space them out so the aircraft is balanced, not on one side to the other. That's an important one. The third force is called thrust. This is the force that moves the airplane forward. So there's a relationship to how the plane will fall, how the plane will lift, and how the plane will be falling forward with thrust. Basically, with those first three, and we'll talk about drag in a moment, those three, it would be seen where the plane is basically falling forward. And while it's falling forward, it lifts itself up so that it goes very, very, very high and then falls back down to the state. That's why it goes up very high and then falls down. That's basically falling forward like when you're running. You're not really walking. What you're doing is falling forward, but your speed or force forward causes you to keep going forward. The lift keeps you up in the air, and it's a controlled fall. The fourth is called drag. Drag is when you feel you're walking against a strong wind or something. Airplanes are designed to let air pass around them with less drag. That's why on sports cars they'll put a fin in the back or a spoiler, what's called a spoiler, which will keep the automobile from going airborne, like a hydroplane. Often in hydroplanes, when they're running very quickly across the water, air will get under the hydroplane and cause it to go airborne with no control, and then it'll flip and disintegrate and do all kinds of terrible things. So you have lift, weight, thrust, and drag.
Thank you.
You bet. I'm sure you didn't get it all, but the more you think about it, it's like yourself. You know, you have a lift, that the wings, the way the aircraft, like a bird's wings, has a rounded top part and a flat under part. The way the air goes over the loop as opposed to under, what that does is creates a lift or a suction upward. That was the first thing that the Wright brothers discovered, was the concept of lift, where they could glide for a while. Vincent? Are you there?
Gabby, does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. Okay, up next, Cammy, you're up next.
When we watered a plant with microwave water, it didn't die. Does that mean it's okay to microwave our food?
Microwaves in themselves are not dangerous. What I was suggesting in how it will sometimes kill a plant is that it destructures the water in such a manner, like if you microwaved it for a long period of time, boiling it in a microwave, I think you'll find that the plant won't like that water and won't somehow recognize it as water, and the plant will eventually either wither or die. That is not true. What you're doing with a microwave oven is that you're heating water inside something, and you activate the water molecule, and that agitation causes everything around it to heat up, including the material and so on. Microwave ovens have several, fail-safes to protect you from damaging yourself, because the microwave oven won't work unless the door is closed. That means you don't want any microwave radiation going out into the kitchen. All microwaves leak. It drops as a 1 over R squared, which means when you're twice as far away from the microwave, it's 4 times safer. When you're 3 times away, it's 9 times safer. And so it's a 1 over R squared, and the further away you are from the microwave, the safer it is. You don't want to put your face up next to a microwave when it's on, because there will be some light leakage. Now, this is one of the reasons why there's a lot of criticism about cell phones and microwave towers, because they're radiating in your universe. And while that radiation is rather low, it is dangerous because it does have dosimetry and an LD50 ratio. That means a lethal dose 50. So I'm going to radiation exposed, 50% is going to die kind of thing. I think cell phones and that whole concept of technology needs to be rethought. As far as using a microwave oven itself, they're relatively safe. They do not change or cause the food that it's heating up to mutate into radioactive material. What it does is it might cross-link certain molecules so that it's an LDL carbohydrate rather than an LDH carbohydrate. It might cause the oil to rancate and become more toxic from the rancidity, like leaving butter out in a dish overnight. It's not healthy.
Cammie, I've got a couple comments I'd like to share. Dr. Miller mentioned that all microwave ovens leak. Okay, that means that some of the electromagnetic radiation seeps out around the door, maybe through little openings in the metal. And, you know, the doors are designed so that you can look through them. So all microwave ovens allow some amount of radiation, electromagnetic frequencies, to come out of them. I am very sensitive to these microwaves, and I can feel a microwave oven on. I can also feel when someone is talking on a cell phone near me, because of the transmission of the radio frequencies of the cell phone, which are about the same frequencies as a microwave oven. So I'd like to suggest that you stay away from cell phones when you're sleeping. Don't put them near you. Don't put them on your nightstand. Don't put them under your pillow. Don't keep them on the bed with you, because they're always transmitting to the tower. They keep connecting to the microwave tower or the cell phone tower. So, and don't keep them in your pocket. Don't keep them in your shirt pocket. Don't keep them in your pants pocket, because they're very, very close to you. And the closer they are, the more dangerous they are. So those are my thoughts. Rick, am I overemphasizing caution here, or is it reasonable?
No, this is why it's important that you find a place in your room where you don't have a lot of electronics, like a clock, or other kinds of TV. That's why your parents say not to stand in front near a TV. Again, the radiation coming off of that is 1 over R squared. At 2 feet away, it's 4 times less. At 3 feet away, it's 9 times less. The further away you are from electrical appliances at night where you're sleeping, the better. And that would be that you put your clock across the room so that you have to look at it from your bed, rather than turning your head and having it be right next to you. And the telephones are similar like that, because even though a phone isn't on, it is still radiating.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the walls in your house radiate from the wiring.
Mm-hmm. And Cammie, there you also should be concerned about the wall transformers, those charging transformers that you plug in to charge your electronic devices. Please don't let them be plugged in near where you sleep, where you spend 8 hours at night next to these devices. So that's a long time. It's one-third of a day that you'd be sleeping next to a charging transformer. So keep them away from you. Plug them in someplace else. If you have a wireless router in your home, make sure that it's not where you spend a lot of time. Okay? Does that help answer your questions, Cammie?
Sure does. Thank you.
You bet.
I think we ruined her day, Rick.
No.
I'm all done. Thanks.
Yeah.
Cammie, you're so welcome. Walter, I have your picture here in the studio. Actually, I have all of your pictures in the studio. Walter, you're up next.
what is the most dangerous thing about getting a tattoo?
Mm. Oh, you're out to want to get some body armor on, huh?
Hey Rick, hold that thought. We're going into a break, and we're going to answer Walter's question about tattoos when we come back. What is the most dangerous thing about getting tattoos? We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're teaching sixth grade science here. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Grace Thorne's sixth grade class is with us. And our class has been with us many times on the air. And it's, you know, it's the only elementary school I know of that allows its students to be on the air on worldwide radio. And so thank you very much to the parents and the school board and the principal and the superintendent and Grace Thorne of Ryan, Oklahoma Public Schools. Now, Walter, you had a question, and it was, what is the most dangerous thing about getting tattoos? Now, Walter, I just want to share with you, I do not have any tattoos. And when I was shopping for a wife many, 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 many years ago in the 1970s, I had a couple requirements. And one of them was no tattoos and a non-smoker. So the future Mrs. Fennelly had to be one who was not a smoker and one who didn't have tattoos. And the reason is tattoos are pretty much permanent unless they're removed with a laser. Other than that, they're permanent. So I didn't want the scarring and the branding on the future Mrs. Fennelly. Rick, your thoughts.
Here's the problem. When you put ink, you know, all your inks that are used in pens and printers are toxic and say so right on the label. And so when they put them on your skin, there is a degree of infection potential and scarring that can occur, not just from the art itself. And these new shades that are coming out because everybody wants their tattoo to be brighter and more vibrant, are more toxic, just like they are in the food colorings that are used. In fact, a lot of the tattoo inks are very toxic, and to put them inside the skin and in an open wound, because that's how it works, is a serious risk, and you have scabbing and other kinds of things that would occur. Tattoos have their place in our society. It is a generational thing, like piercing, body piercing is another thing that is limited to certain generations where, you know, people at war will get a tattoo of the military that they're in, you know, like a Marine or something like that. Someone else will get a little Sidri star or some sort of mnemonic that is meaningful to them. Always realize that when you're doing that, you are at risk in infection and poisoning from the ink.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you might even poison yourself from getting a job. So, for example, there are, imagine, Walter, that you're seeing, let's say you're in high school and you're seeing a young lady, and her name is Mary, and you have Mary tattooed on your arm, okay? And then you break up with Mary, and you're now seeing another girl with a different name. How would that girl feel? And let's say you married the second girl. How do you think that girl would feel seeing Mary on your arm every day?
In my universe, before there was tattoos, we used to carve Mary's name in a tree. And the tree is, you know, 20, 30 years later, there she is, Mary loves blah, blah, blah. And that's what you're doing to your body, is putting a permanent mark on it, which is very interesting and attractive. There are races like the Maori that would tattoo their face for looking fierce or to be a, you know, certain kind of grade, like get a mark here because you're in seventh grade, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, Walter, there are people who have rebelled against society and tattooed things the equivalent of, like, stuff it on their forehead, right? Then they go for a job, and the guy looking at them goes, I can't have you work at McDonald's when you've got stuff it tattooed on your forehead. So it can be a really bad thing. Bottom line, class, is don't even think about it. Don't do it. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be back after the top of the hour break. And Grace, you'll be up next. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.